Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today for Abengoa's 2018 results presentation. Joining us today is Gonzalo Urquijo, Executive Chairman of Abengoa. Please, sir, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon and good morning to all of you. As has just been said, thank you very much for attending this call. If I go to the first page of highlights, first one, which is a number one priority, is health and safety. As you can see, our lost time injury rate has improved from 4.6 to 3.2, which we're very proud of. I'll come back to safety later. In terms of EBITDA, our EBITDA has been 188 versus the previous year. All my figures are in euros, sorry. 127 in 2017 and minus 241 in 2016. So it's been, I would say, an enormous change and improvement. What are the main reasons? We'll go through them later, but it's basically reduction in general expenses, improved profitability in certain projects, and also reduction of restructuring costs. In terms of bookings, our bookings have been 1.5 billion versus 1.4 in 2017. And our backlog has improved 22% to 1.8 billion. In terms of revenues, we have decreased from 1.5 to 1.3. It has been to the delay in start of new projects. But in any case, we're not that concerned with this because as we have strong bookings and a very strong backlog, we are fine with that. Additionally to that, we finalized the sale of Atlantica Yield. As you remember, we had to sell the 16%, which was sold, and our average price was approximately 23, which is at least 15% above market price since October 2017. In terms of restructuring, it's a working progress. We expect to sign the restructuring agreement and launch the accession process on Friday, or at least during the weekend, during this weekend. We have already called for the shareholders meeting this morning for March 28, and by the end of March, the restructuring has to be finished. In terms of next steps, it is finalizing the restructuring on one side. On the other side, complete the financing, and additionally, it will be the sale of A3T in Mexico. That's for our highlights. We go to the next page. In terms of health and safety, it has been, as I said before, 3.2 in terms of lost time injury rate, which is an important progress versus last year. What's more important, at the end of last year, 2018, we had 1,062 days in Abengoa with no fatal accidents, and in our contractors, practically 1,300 days, which we are very proud of and we are very glad. As you know, safety is our number one priority, and our only target here is zero accidents. Next page. Key consolidated figures. First of all, revenues. Revenues have decreased from 1,480 to 1,303. It has been, as I said before, due to a delay of the starting of new projects. Those projects have been delayed. It has been Agadir in Morocco, Puerto Capurro in Uruguay, Salalah in Diwa. But those projects have started. It's just been a consequence that they have started later during the year than what we expected originally. In terms of EBITDA, as I said before, 188 million. It is an important progress versus the 127. But I do think we should take out of this the extraordinaries. When I mean the extraordinaries is the restructuring advisors cost. Last year, if you recall, we had 52 million in 2017, and this year we've had 28 million. We still believe it is too high, and we battle daily in order to reduce this. Third, operating profit. We've had a considerable improvement in operating profit from minus 278 to plus 148, What are the main reasons of this? First of all, the increase in EBITDA, and additionally to that, the fewer asset impairments. If you recall, last year, we impaired Zapotillo in 176 million. We impaired the third train in 74 million, and we impaired the quay in South Africa in 101 million. We have had a delta there in round figures of around 340 million in terms of impairments that we had to do in 2017, which we did not do in 2018. In terms of net income, this is complex. We have gone, but it's basically accounting reasons, if you allow me. We had the very positive results last year due to all the restructuring and the debt restructuring that came as a, let's call it, as a capital gain. This year, we've had a different or opposed effect, if we may call it. On one hand, we've recognized the new money to an old money debt at settlement value versus fair value we had previously. This is an effect of 1.06 billion effect on the debt. Additionally to that, we've had financial cost, which is, from accounting perspective, it is not cash out, as we will see later, of 402 million. It has been partially offset by 108 million of a capital gain due to the sale of Atlantica Yield. We have had also a reduction of approximately 200 million in tax credits. That's why we have this effect of minus 1.5 billion in the net income. In terms of financial debt, it has increased, as we can see here, due to the already mentioned settlement value of the debt, but that has been sort of reduced by the sale of Atlantica Yield. In terms of new bookings, I think it's important to mention we're doing the world's largest solar complex located in Dubai, and in Saudi Arabia, the largest reverse osmosis desalination project, that is Rubik. Next page, please. Revenues. Where are we in revenues? By segments, the EPC has been 85%, the concessions 15%, versus last year, that was 89% and 11%. We are aligned with our target, with what we are focused on. In terms of geographic diversification, say that Middle East and South Africa are approximately 50% of this, followed by South Africa, that would be North America, South Africa, and Spain. Next page, the EBITDA bridge. As we said before, higher EBITDA due to increase in profitability in certain of our projects, a very important decrease in general expenses that I will refer to specifically after, and lower restructuring cost in comparison with 2017. Additionally to that, you can see in this EBITDA another thing that we believe is very important. In terms of concessions, in 2018, it has been 113 million versus 77 million. We do see an important increase and improvement in terms of the EPC business. Now, from 77 to 103. Now, in terms of concessions, we have also seen an increase. Why? From 102 to 113 in the year 2018. It's basically due to our operations in Uruguay of Punta Rieles, which is a new project that has come into operations. In the future, as you very well know, these concessions will reduce gradually as our business is basically an EPC business. That's our future, and that's where we are heading to. Last and not least, what I've already mentioned, the restructuring fees, that was minus 28 versus minus 52. Next page, reduction in overhead costs. I think this is one of, amongst others, of our very important success stories. Why? Because if you can see here, in 2015, our overheads were 452 million. They decreased to 210 million in 2016. 2017, 125, and 2018, 77. So we have decreased them all in all in 83%. But I think it's very important to say here that we have reduced our teams from 32, sadly, because as entrepreneurs we would like to increase them, to 32,000 to 12,500 at the end of December. But I think there's two positive points here. All the reduction has been done with no social conflict and agreement. We are a company that is socially responsible. And additionally to that, I think the second good news here is that we are increasing now the number of FTEs. Why? It's due to the increase in projects. And I think we're still continuing. We've just announced an hour reduction program about a month ago. We're still reducing SG&As. But in terms of projects, we are increasing now, which we think is an excellent news. Next page, financial debt structure, which is not always easy. What's our debt breakdown? First of all, the gross financial debt is 5.7 billion. This includes a bit less than 1 billion as classified of assets held for sale, and it includes 320 million of project debt. For the rest, the gross corporate debt then is 4.4 billion in round figures. This is where we are. Now, this has been affected by the new money to and old money debt at 7 settlement value, as we said before, versus fair value. So that is an effect of 1 billion and 60 million increase in this case. Now, if we compare it to QC 18, which I think that's what important, the old money debt has increased by 1.1 billion to a total of 2.7 billion. And reclassified as short-term debt. The new money debt, already classified as short-term debt since 2017, has been reduced in Q4, which is important, but that's only due to the sale of Atlantica yield. In terms of bonding line, which I think is very important, where company is managing as of today approximately 840 million of outstanding bonding lines. And we expect with a new restructuring to close in an additional 140 million as part of the new lines of bonding lines as part of the restructuring. Next page, summary of cash flow. Okay, we have our sources and uses. If I go and start with our left side, the sources, we have 173 million of profits after non-monetary adjustments. We've had small movements in working capital, 10 million, which has reduced this operating cash flow. And we've had net financial interest, as I said before. What's the breakdown of this, or the major points of this breakdown? It's practically 80 million of new money and old money interest and amortization costs. Basically back-end fee also included there, and 25 million of financial cost in South Africa. So those, I would say, there's other small ones, are the two key elements. Additionally to that, we've had divestments. Divestments that are 823 million. It was Atlantica yield that was 762. We have the brownfields in Brazil that were 33. We sold what was the old headquarters for 18 million and other small ones. But those are the three basic ones: Atlantica yield, the Brazil brownfield, and the Buaira, which was the old headquarters. In terms of the uses, what has been used, we have reduced the debt practically in 700 million. We've had CapEx and others, and I'll do the breakdown. CapEx of 140 million. It's basically the major ones have been the third train in Mexico, just a bit above 100. Agadir in Morocco for 30, and in Aegis 4 million. Those have been the key main factors. And then the remaining has been 21 million in cash. Next page, in terms of EC bookings, I think this is one other story of success. We've had 1.5 billion of new projects awarded in 2018. With a total backlog of 1.8 billion. This includes, as we said before, Diwa in Dubai, this world's largest solar complex. It is three installations of 200 megawatts CSP plants equipped with 12 hours molten salt storage. Additionally to that, in Rabigh, in Saudi Arabia, it is the largest reverse osmosis desalination plant with a capacity of over 600,000 cubic meters per day of seawater. Additionally, we have other important projects, as you can see here in this page. Next page, EPC commercial opportunities. First of all, we have a pipeline of 28 billion. Second, if we see in terms of diversification of this opportunities we have or pipeline, I would say Middle East and South America are approximately or around 50%. That is as for number one. As for number two, the pipeline in terms of projects are 90% concessions, 90% EPC, 10% concessions. But why is it a concessions? We are not going to do them, but it is concessions where through ages or through partners, we will not participate in the equity, but we will do these projects. I insist, we are forward an EPC company. In terms of segments, you can see water is 42%, T&I 37, and generation 50. Services 6%. I do think that this will be, this cake or this pie will be balanced somewhat differently going forward. I do think it will be more closer to a water 35% and 30 and 30 will be T&I and generation going forward. That is what we expect and we believe. Last and not least, in terms of risk, practically 60% of our projects are below 100 million. Then there is between 100 and 500, it is, 39%, and then we have other ones that are, which are above 500. I do have to say that these major projects above 500, in terms to maintain our risk policy, we do it in partnership, or we always try and find agreements with partners in order to reduce our risk. Next page, update on the agreement with Algonquin. We're happy. We sold the 16.5%, if you remember. This was completed in November 18 at 20.90 per share for that second tranche. As I said, if you remember, the first tranche was at 24.25. I'm talking in dollars for these two figures now. So the average is $23, which is clearly above what the market is today or has been in the last month. And the net proceeds of the 16% was used to amortize new money one debt in the amount of 285 million. In terms of ages, we are happy. It's working well. We're growing now internationally in Colombia, Peru, Canada, Spain. Financial closing is expected in the Q3 of 18-3 in Peru. Now we're looking at other activities with Algonquin and different projects in USA and Canada. We're looking at different projects in Spain for renewables. We're looking at different tenders. So I have to say, all in all, this is working well and we're very happy and we still believe it's a value creator for Algonquin, for Atlantica Yield and for ourselves. Disposal of asset disposal. Apart from Atlantica, which we have already mentioned, in terms of Mexico cogeneration, the A3T, what can we say? Look, up to yesterday or the day before yesterday, we had 81 and something, practically 82%. Yesterday we had a green light that will take us to 88% of the PPAs that have been, this is pending signature, that for us they're already closed. We consider this for 88%. Now, all the funds that were remaining in the escrow account have been liberated. We are happy with this. That has been in operations since December, and it's performing better and better every month that goes by. Additionally to that, we have sold, as you can see, other assets. I already mentioned our old headquarters in Seville. We have pending now Ghana, we have pending AT&T, so there's other assets that now we are working hard in order to sell. Last and not least, our conclusion. What are the key points or key main takeaways we would like to share with you? On one side, we see the recovery of business activity with approximately 1.5 of new projects awarded. I do have to say here, and the backlog of 1.8 versus 1.4 the previous year, that if we would have had more bonding lines, this could have been higher, I would say even much higher. We do believe there's been an important increase in profitability, that means in EBITDA, because there has been projects with better margin, less general expenses, that is clear, and of course, general less fees paid to advisors for these deals, which we also believe is key. Now, in terms of overhead costs, we have reduced them in 83%. Our target is being a reference and being a benchmark. We want them, our target, we've set internally 2 or 3%. It is clear we have had a reduction now of our sales, and if we believe that sales will grow, and we're convinced they will, we should be in a 3.5% in terms of general expenses. Additionally to that, we sold Atlantica Yield. We believe it was a good transaction for all parts involved. Now, the restructuring process is underway. It's not easy. Nothing is easy in Abengoa, but everything is solved. We expect to sign this restructuring by the end of this week or during the weekend. The shareholders meeting has been called already this morning for the 28th, and that's by then, by the end of March, by the end of that share, by when we had the general shareholders meeting, we've expected to finalize by the end of March the restructuring. Next steps, clearly, finalize this restructuring process, complete the long-term financing and sale of the third train. That is where we are. Now, I do want to say that in the following days, we will call for another date, to another call, to explain the restructuring, an update on it. And additionally to that, our CFO will have a call in Spanish in the following days to explain all the results. Now, thank you very much for your attention. Once more, it's been a pleasure. We continue to be motivated and happy. Abengoa is moving, I would say, in the adequate way, and we're making adequate progress. And talk to you soon with the restructuring in the following days. Thank you very much for your attention. If any questions, all our department will be available to answer. Thank you very much for your attention, and have an excellent day. Good day. Bye.